Well, it's been quite a year for Hall of Fame trainer Bob Baffert. Not only does he earn his second Triple Crown in just a few years' time, but he is now looking at winning a record fourth Breeders' Cup Classic on Saturday if he can pull it off. Bob, what a year, huh?
Yeah, so you know what? I'm just, you know, what can I say? You know, we use the word blessed over and over and over, but, you know, you have to have some luck, but we have a great team, and clientele is real strong, so, you know, put me in the position to be, you know, successful. So but you know, we just keep our fingers crossed and hope we have some racing luck and hope for a big weekend.
When you sit down with your wife Jill and your family, or maybe even your closest friends, and you think about this year and you start talking about it, how do you describe it? How does Bob Baffert put that into words?
You know, we really don't talk about it. We're just looking forward all the time. You know, once it's happened, we just move forward. We're always, right now we're just locked on to the Breeders' Cup, you know, hoping that the horses ship in here and you know, little things can go wrong, and just hoping, you know, we're always prepared for the worst and hope for the best. You know, attitude, you have to be, or you'll go crazy in this game. You have to be ready for the uppercut that's coming, you know. And so, you know, we enjoy the big moments when we have those moments, but when it's over, we just think about ahead. So I'm thinking about Breeders' Cup and getting these other young horses, getting some maidens broke, and then we'll start thinking. After this is over, we start thinking about the Derby.
You know, it's funny. I remember a few years ago, I guess it was in 2014, we were at Santa Anita. You sat down with me for a full hour on our trainer talk show, and you were telling me stories about growing up in Nogales, Arizona, and you started telling me about being on horses and quarter horses and getting run off with horses and going through fences and all that kind of stuff. You ever imagine you'd be standing here as a two-time Triple Crown winning trainer and now looking at a fourth Breeders' Cup Classic potentially?
No, that even entered my mind at all. I was just, at the time, I was doing something that I loved, and it was more of a hobby than anything else. And so, you know, the only thing I wanted to be a jockey. That was my goal, you know, to be a jockey. And I thought that'd be so cool to be a jockey. And then when I realized that I wasn't going to be a very good jockey, and I was too big for it anyway. But I never imagined being in the thoroughbred business, because I was a quarter horse guy. I love quarter horses, and you know, so you know, coming here, I remember I was very intimidated when I first came over to Santa Anita to run horses, and so I thought, I don't know if I'll give it 3 years. If it doesn't work out in 3 years, I'll just stick to my quarter horse gig. But you know, if you just stick with it and don't think about the intimidation factor, and all of a sudden I started winning, and I figured it out. It took me a while to figure it out, you know, and I'm still trying to figure it out. You know, I'm a better trainer today than I was a year ago. You know, I think, especially when you have these really good horses, you learn a lot from them, you know, how to, you know, stay out of their way, basically. But it's fun. It's, you know, I'm a very competitive person. And as long as I have those competitive juices flowing through me, then I, you know, I'll keep going at it. But you know, I really thought when we won the first Triple Crown, I went through a couple months here. I was like, really, like, wow, what else can I do? You know, I was like, and then all of a sudden it just picked right up again. And now, after winning the second Triple Crown, now I just really, that really got us going, you know, so we really want to get it going again. So, but that's the only time I've had a lull, is after the Pharaoh's Triple Crown.
How much different is Bob Baffert as a trainer now than when you first came here to Churchill Downs and started winning your Kentucky Derbies? How much different are you now than those Derbies in the 90s?
You know what? I still second-guess myself right before coming up. I'm thinking, I wonder if I did the right thing here. I wonder if I'm preparing the right way and everything. But there's always those – I'm always thinking, well, maybe – I think I did it right. I think, you know, because until they run – then they run and they turn for home and they're right coming. All right, we did the right thing. Or if they don't, well, I probably didn't do what I thought, you know, what I was came here to accomplish. So my main concern is that these horses turn for home and they're right there. And if they're not there, that means I messed up somehow in their training, or didn't, you know. I want to give these horses a chance, you know, especially these good horses. There's nothing worse than, you know, you have a really great horse, and then they turn for home and they're just not running. You know, like Airgate last couple out, it was just really painful to watch him run. You know, and he didn't show me anything before that he would run like that, but it was just really, it bothers me. to this day that the way his career, his last few races were just not, and they weren't him. And he was such the most unbelievable horse that I've ever trained. And for him to do that, it's still, you know, so it's I don't live in a perfect world here. I've had a lot of great accomplishments, but those really bug me.
There's an extra layer to this year's Breeders' Cup Classic with a horse named McKenzie, who you named for a very dear friend of yours who has now passed on, to win the Classic. Forget about the record four, but just to win a race like the Breeders' Cup Classic with McKenzie after everything he's been through, his namesake passing away. How do you even put into words what that would be like?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, I'd probably be very emotional. You know, I think about him all the time, and my whole family does. He was so, Brad was a very close to us. He was like my brother. And matter of fact, I was just talking to his mother last night, and, you know, she's all excited about it. She says, don't forget to watch the race. She says, I don't watch the first part. I'm too nervous. I watch the end, you know. So, but, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, I think that horse has an angel on him, and I think it's Brad, and, you know, he got hurt right before the Derby, and I think it was sort of a blessing in disguise, because, you know, he didn't have to run against Justify, and so now he's a fresh horse, he's coming back, and I think he's going to be a really top horse as a four-year-old. He'll even be better, so we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, it doesn't always turn out this way when you name a horse for somebody that you are so close with that they turn out to be this kind of horse, but it's happened with McKenzie.
Well, I think that's why I always tell people, don't ever name a horse after your kids. It's just like the kiss of death. They just don't turn out. And so, we were all, the owners, they were all, you know, and we were at his funeral, and we said, you know, we need to name a good horse. And I thought, I think I have one. I don't know how good he is, but I think he's really nice. So I think he got faster once he got that name, you know, but it's been a lot of fun, and, you know, he has a lot of people rooting for him, and everybody in the horse industry, especially in California, you know, they're always asking me about, you know, they always say, how's the big horse? And I go, which one? You know, McKenzie, you know, so we're looking forward to it. But, you know, I'm looking forward to West Coast, too. I think West Coast is really coming into his own now, and so I expect a big effort from him.
You know, we started by talking about your year with Justify winning the Triple Crown, your second Triple Crown. There was a time earlier this year when you thought McKenzie was going to be the horse to take you here to Kentucky, and then all of a sudden Justify bursts onto the scene. It's funny the way this game works, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, McKenzie was I really thought I could win the Derby with him. He was good enough. And then we broke Justify's maiden. I go, wow, this horse is pretty good. And I remember being in Dubai when I got the word that McKenzie got hurt. I'll never forget. My wife Jill says, "Man, I hope that red son of a gun is as good as you say he is." I said, "Well, it's a good backup plan," and it worked out, you know. But, you know, sometimes it works out, and so you know, he was a walk on and just got it done. But I can't believe the talent of horses that I've had in the last few years. You know, just starting with American Pharoah and you know, a horse like him. And after he left, and then again, Arrogate, you know, he was incredible. I mean, the Dubai World Cup will still go down as the best performance that I've had as a horse trainer, what he did. And here comes Justify, and so we got McKenzie now. So we're, especially, you know, I want to win the Derby for all my clients, you know. That's why I got to keep working hard. I want to get everybody that I train for, I want them in the Derby, you know, because to me, that's why we're all in it. You know, they want to get to the Derby or these big races like the Breeders' Cup races, and they're very important. So, you know, we all want to play at the top.
And like you said, West Coast, no slouch either. He can really run.
Yeah, I like the way he's coming in this race. He's, you know, likes to mile and a quarter. It's a tough race. You know, I was looking last night. These horses have made over $36 million, the field. That's incredible. I mean, these British Cup races, all those fields, they're all millionaires. I mean, I've never seen anything like it before. And the only ones that aren't millionaires are the three-year-olds in the race. And so it's quite a cast of horses. And so, you know, that's pretty incredible when they've made that much money, and here we are, and they're only running for $6 million. So, but it's going to be a good race.
Good luck.
Thank you.